Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 9.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, April the 25th. Do you remember this commercial jingle?
Meet Mr. Clean, Procter & Gamble's new all-purpose liquid cleaner.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Floors, doors, walls, halls, white sidewall tires and old golf balls.
Sink, stove, bathtubs he'll do. He'll even help clean laundry too.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt.
That ad was from the 1950s, but Mr. Clean is still around, maybe even underneath your kitchen sink. It's under mine. I admit it, because my husband is Mr. Clean himself. He's the better housekeeper in our family, using tips he picked up from his mom that I failed to pick up from mine. But in any case, maybe I can wean him off the array of chemical cleansers that we have to clean the kitchen, the bathroom, the laundry, even the deck outside, the coffee pot, just about everything, with the advice of my guest this hour. My guest is the author of the new book, Green Up Your Cleanup, Jill Schauf, and I hope you will join in with your suggestions or your questions for her. And we will offer callers or emailers this hour a chance to win a copy of the book, Green Up Your Cleanup. We'll randomly pick a winner from the callers and emailers who participate this hour. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Toll free from anywhere. In Madison, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We did this, by the way, when we talked with the author of Go Green, Live Rich. It was, I forgot the name. I think she was from DePere. Sue, I think, from DePere won a copy of that book, and it's on its way to her. Anyway, now we're talking about Green Up Your Cleanup, and let me welcome our guest. Jill Schauf is a writer. She designs books. She runs her own internet company. She grows organic vegetables, and she is the author of Green Up Your Cleanup, and she joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks a lot for being with us. So, you made this switch not so long ago, when you were expecting a babies a few years ago?
When I got pregnant, I started, before that, I had just been, like everybody else, I just bought the same sort of cleaning supplies that my mom did at the supermarket, mm-hmm. and I never really gave too much thought about it. And when I got pregnant, I started thinking about all of these chemicals that are in my house and started reading about, increased rates of autism and asthma and indoor air pollution. So I started to switch over to more natural cleaning products. But it wasn't until after my son was born and he got eczema that I really started to look into this closely. Yeah.
And it was perhaps the laundry detergent that was causing that?
Well, all detergents in general, actually. Detergents are in everything, practically every, cleaning product in your home, from shampoo to soap to your dishwasher detergent. They're really in absolutely everything these days.
Yeah.
And he was actually allergic to any product with detergent in it.
Yeah. So, but isn't it detergent? That's the cleaning agent, right?
Yes, it's a surfactant.
Yeah, and that's harmful to everyone, or just people that might have an allergy?
Well, what detergents do, they're not toxic in and of themselves, but what they do is they affect your skin barrier function. They make your skin more permeable, and that basically allows, any other chemicals that are in a cleaning product or, in your environment to get into your body faster. And children, in particular, already have very permeable skin. It's not until about 5 that their skin really closes up and they, become more like adults. So the combination of detergents and an infant's skin makes them just incredibly vulnerable to, the chemicals that are out there. And so my son happened to be particularly sensitive, and, no one's really sure exactly how this works, you know, exactly why he's so sensitive and what exactly is causing the, you know, immune response. Yeah.
But, so is it, though, with it in so many different products, how easy is it to find alternatives?
It's not, which is why I started making my own. Mm-hmm. That was really the, when I started looking for, basically, he can use traditional soaps that are made the traditional way. Detergents have only been around since World War II, and before that, the whole world used, you know, cleaning products made in traditional manners. And he can use any of those soaps, but just not the ones that have are man-made chemicals, which are what's in most of the products today. So I started looking around, and I couldn't find hardly anything. There's one. There was like one company out in California that I mail ordered stuff from. And so finally I started making my own.
Yeah, well, we'll talk a little bit more about that as we go along. We're going to check our weather forecast and also take your questions and maybe your own suggestions. Maybe you already are starting to green up your cleanup and want to let us know what you're doing, or ask Jill Schaaf a question. She has switched over from toxic cleaning methods to more natural cleaning methods, and we welcome your thoughts and questions for her at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's coming up on 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, April the 25th. Coming up later today, John Munson in for Ben Marins. After 5, cell phones are an increasingly important part of kids' lives at school and at play. At what age is it appropriate for a child to carry a cell phone? After 5, join John and his guest for a conversation about cell phones and kids. That's later today here on the Ideas Network. Right now we are continuing, actually concluding, our week-long series on green living with a discussion on green cleaning. We're talking with Jill Schaaf. She is author of the book Green Up Your Cleanup, How to Clean Your Home Without Toxic Chemicals, Without the Traditional Cleaning Products. We wonder if you're a green cleaner too, and how so, or maybe you want to be. What questions do you have? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Include your first name and your community with your email. And again, we are offering callers this hour or emailers this hour a chance to win my copy of the book, Green Up Your Cleanup. We'll randomly pick out winner from the pool of those of you who call in or email in during this hour. And we do have full lines, so this is striking a chord, Jill Schaaf. But before we get to the phones, what's on your spring cleaning itinerary this weekend? Maybe you can give us an idea of what products and things you're going to be doing that are different than what many of us probably are doing.
Well, I'm actually doing quite a bit of cleaning this weekend because I have my parents coming to visit.
Oh, that's always fun.
So I've been scrubbing the shower with baking soda. Mm-hmm. I usually make a paste of baking soda and water, and it does a phenomenal job on the shower. And I've been scrubbing my toilet with borax.
Uh-huh.
And cleaning my windows with vinegar.
Yeah, you know, that's the one green cleaning tip that I know and that I try. And even, do you use newspaper, too?
I don't usually. Newspaper's fine to use. I don't like how it gets, you know, the ink all over my hand.
That's what I was going to say. That's aki. And what about the smell of the vinegar? That's not too pleasant to everybody.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me, but what you can do is add essential oil to your vinegar, and that helps to mask the smell.
Yeah, so a few drops of, like, lemon or something?
Yeah, or peppermint does a pretty good job of masking the vinegar smell. And you can get little bottles of essential oil at, like, your local health food store.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good idea. Well, let's take some calls. Albert in Milwaukee. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. I guess my take on this is in some circles you're hearing about how we're trying to make our environment so pristine and so bacteria-free that it's actually, in some cases, counterproductive. That it's, you know, in the old days when kids used to eat dirt and put their hands mm-hmm. in their mouth, it was okay, but now everything is sanitized to the point where, you know, even what I call healthy bacteria is sort of being eliminated from our environment. And maybe some of that is why some kids are sick. I don't know. This is what I've heard in some circles. So it's... So I'm just sort of wondering what the commentator has to say about that.
Mm. Any thoughts on that, Jill?
Yeah, I completely agree, actually. Things are really getting too sterile, and bacteria is really important for children's immune systems to develop properly. Mm-hmm. Basically, they need the exercise of fighting germs. So, you know, particularly antibacterial products are really a problem. You should really try and avoid anything that says, you know, antibacterial on it, and which is hard to do these days, especially with dish soap and that sort of thing. They're almost all antibacterial now, as a matter of course. But actually, you should let your kids play in the dirt, and, mm-hmm. you know, you shouldn't be too insane about keeping everything perfectly sterile, because it actually is really good for their immune systems.
Yeah, and I'm going to credit my mom for the fact that I don't have allergies. She didn't keep everything sterile. But I'm living with a guy, as I mentioned in the beginning of the program, who is really very, very thorough when it comes to cleaning. And he does use Mr. Clean, and he does those Clorox wipes that you wipe off the counter with. And I know you can scold me now. What's wrong with that?
Clorox wipes, I'm assuming, have bleach in them.
Yeah.
And bleach is just not healthy for anyone. You know, it irritates the skin, it irritates your lungs, and, you know, it's just been shown to be, you know, fairly damaging to your health.
Yeah,
you know, and of course, pretty much you should use your own body's reaction to a chemical to really, you know, as the first line of defense. If your eyes start watering or your nose starts burning, you know, when you're using something, it's not good for you. And, you know, vinegar works just as well. Vinegar actually has antibacterial and antiviral properties and is, you know, just as effective for, you know, wiping something up. And the wipes also are just generally bad for the environment because, you know, you're using it up and throwing it away.
Mm-hmm.
So it's adding to the landfills. So a much better choice is, you know, like a cloth or a sponge or something that you can, you know, reuse over and over.
Didn't I read, though, that it took you and your husband a little bit to give up bleach for the laundry, was it?
Yeah, my husband was quite attached to bleach, yes.
All right, so the same, you've got the same problem.
Yes, it's not easy, and it really, I mean, the good thing is, I mean, you can take it one step at a time. You know, get rid of those products that you're okay with parting with, and, you know, every little bit helps.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just sort of take it one step at a time. It's hard. One of the hardest things to get over is the fact that natural cleaning products don't smell really strong, and we've actually come to equate something really kind of strong and nasty smelling with it being clean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these, that cleaning smell, really, I think we really equate in our minds with it being actually clean.
Yeah.
And the natural products don't, you know, don't really have that, and that's kind of one of the first hurdles that you have to get over is, okay, is it really clean? Because it didn't really, you know, my room doesn't smell like cleaning chemicals.
And I have to admit, there's nothing real pleasant about that ammonia smell either, but it does signal sometimes, oh, you know, yeah, sterile or clean, or Pine Sol. How about, remember Pine Sol?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I suppose, is there an essential oil that might mimic that?
Yeah, well, Pine Sol, yeah. I believe, actually did use pine oil in
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually more of a natural product, but the problem is that pine has I'm trying to remember what the chemical is, but it's got a chemical in it that a lot of people have allergic reactions to, and is pretty potent and not something you really want in your house. I mean, there's better alternatives that aren't so strong.
Mm-hmm.
But the pine, that pine scent actually was real, I believe.
Let me get another caller in before our news break. Barbara in St. Francis. Hi, Barbara. You're on the air.
Good morning. I appreciate the topic. And I'm wondering about the growing market in commercial cleaners, whether they're really green or whether they're using green names to sell things. And specifically, I'm wondering about seventh generation products, which was one of the early, I think, commercial green things. And I noticed that Walgreens has a good sale on them this week on their cleaning products, a really good sale, because those things are usually a little more expensive. So I picked up some of the stuff, the dish detergent, the window cleaner, and the all-purpose cleaner, but they don't list the ingredients. So my first question is, what about not listing the ingredients, and do you suppose they're the ones that you're talking about? And secondly, what about the commercial green products?
Yeah, that's a good question. Jill?
I really like Seventh Generation, actually. You're right that they were one of the first. And if you go to their website, they do give complete ingredient lists for all of their products. They're pretty open about exactly what they put into it. And that's really the thing that you should most look for, because even with natural products, it's really hard to tell from looking on the bottle, you know, what's truly natural or toxic or non-toxic. So really you have to kind of evaluate a company as a whole and try to figure out, you know, if they're open and honest about what they're doing. Visiting their websites is a really great way to do that, or calling them. Most, you know, bottles have a 1-800 number on the back. There are definitely a lot of companies out there that are doing what's called greenwashing, which means they, you know, are presenting and calling themselves all natural, but not really having done much more than changed, you know, their old chemical formulation. There's no regulation. Anyone can call themselves green or environmentally friendly or all natural. There's absolutely no regulation on those words. So you really have to try to evaluate how open and honest a company is about what they're putting in their products. And if they won't answer your questions clearly, or they don't post their information on their website, you know, you probably want to look elsewhere.
Yeah. Now, I have an email from someone, and I don't know if we want to get into naming specific brands all hour long, but she says that her mom passed along natural cleaning methods, not chemical cleaning methods. She says that they were two products, LOC Liquid Organic Cleaner and Basic H Liquid Organic Cleanser. Do you know anything about those products?
I'm not familiar with the LOC. I think Basic H is a Shakely product.
Oh, okay. All right. So, yeah, let's. So, anyway, you can check out on the website and see if something, you know, lists the ingredients and all that if you're wondering about specific products, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jill Schoff is our guest. We're going to check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's coming up on 6:36 on this Friday, April the 25th. And we are concluding our week-long series of green living programs. We've talked about a lot of lifestyle changes you can make to make the world a better place all week long. We focus this hour on greening up your cleanup, talking with the author of the book, Green Up Your Cleanup, how you can find alternatives to toxic chemicals and have a clean house and car and patio and just about everything else without using those harsh chemicals. 1-800-642-1234. We welcome your thoughts and questions for her. Have you made this switch already? Are you thinking about it? Why? Or why not? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And remember, we are offering all the callers or emailers during this hour a chance to win a copy of the book, Green Up Your Cleanup, by our guest, Jill Schoff. We'll randomly pick a winner from the pool of participants at the end of the hour. So if you want some great tips on how to green up your cleanup, call in, ask a question, or give us your own suggestion. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison 263-1890, or send that email to talk@wpr.org. Jill Schroff says that, non-toxic cleaners work. They can clean better, they can smell better, they can save you money, and they don't leave all those toxic fumes or residues behind. Better for your health, your family's health, and the health of the planet. We have an email from Phil in Cedarburg, Jill, who wants to know what you think about using alcohol as a cleaning product. Now, I don't know if he means rubbing alcohol or vodka.
Actually, that's a really good option, especially, you know, if you're particularly concerned with killing germs, for instance, in the kitchen or in the bathroom. Vodka is a better choice than rubbing alcohol because they put stuff in rubbing alcohol to make it toxic. So if a child, for instance, somehow ingested some, that would be dangerous, whereas, I mean, obviously, you don't want them ingesting vodka either, but it is less dangerous. So vodka is a really good option if you don't mind that, you know, there's a strong alcohol smell. Again, you can add some essential oils to sort of offset that.
Yeah, I think I read in here where you talked about using vodka like as a, you know, to remove a whatever, a stain or a mark from the wall or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, it does. It you know, any place that you would use rubbing alcohol, you can use vodka.
Yeah, interesting. Well, I can try that. And also, what do you think of Castile soap? I've seen that. Is that how you pronounce that, Castile soap?
Mm-hmm. Because Castile soaps are great, and I use them all the time. Dr. Bronner's is the most widely available brand, and they're a soap that my son is not allergic to. So I use it in my laundry. I use it, you know, practically everywhere.
Yeah. And another email from Fred in Arborvita. Are steam mops effective cleaners for floors and rugs? Water is the only chemical used in the steam cleaning process.
Steam cleaners are a really good option. They really can clean just about anything without using any chemicals at all. So particularly for people who have multiple chemical sensitivity, they're a wonderful option. The only drawback, of course, is that they use quite a bit of energy. They're about equivalent to using a vacuum cleaner. You know, so they're not the best option environmentally speaking, but they certainly are really good health-wise. You want to invest in one that, the other drawback is that they're expensive. You want to invest in one that's well-made, and that will last. The cheap ones, you know, that are like, you know, $50 to $100 that you could find at the local store don't really have enough cleaning power to really do you much good. Mm-hmm. And you're constantly running back and forth to the faucet to refill them, and then basically they have a little heater inside, so you've got to wait for it to heat up. But the more expensive options run from about $500 to $2,000. And they'll let you clean for like an hour without having to refill.
Mm-hmm.
And you want one that's a vapor steam cleaner. They get to a higher temperature, and it's almost a dry steam, so you're not like soaking anything.
Yeah.
I don't have one myself. It's on my wish list.
Let's Shelby in Whitewater. I don't know if we answered your question already, Shelby, but go ahead.
Yes, I had some questions about carpet cleaning. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we have a really light-colored carpet, and I end up having to clean it a couple times a year. I wonder if you got a suggestion for products for spot cleaning and then for doing the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Spot cleaning. One of the things to remember about carpet is that soap, if you leave residue on your carpet, it's actually going to get dirtier faster. So one of the first things you want to do is try and use as little cleaning, you know, detergent or soap as possible. Vinegar and club soda are really good for, you know, spot cleaning because they don't leave any residue behind. So those two options are what, you know, I would try first when you're trying to spot clean something. If that doesn't work, use a little bit of dish soap. And then rinse it really, really well. And then, of course, dry it immediately. You never want to leave carpet wet for any period of time because mold can start growing within 24 hours. Mm. So you know, use a fan or, a wet dry vac also will help, you know, pull that water out. And for, you know, a full carpet cleaning where you're using a machine or hiring a service to come in, you want them to, you know, you want to use either a non-toxic product that's formulated for carpets. There are a few available on the market. And you want to just follow the instructions really carefully. You do not want to use too much soap. And you want to make sure that you rinse and extract as much as possible because you really want to get all of that soap back out. Otherwise, the dirt acts as a dirt magnet, and your carpets will get dirtier even faster. Mm-hmm. If you use a service, you look for one that has a truck-mounted hot water system, and you can actually ask them to just use hot water. Mm-hmm. Often that's enough, you know, or, you know, ask if they have a non-toxic product or if you can supply the soap. You know, there's a couple ways around that, but the commercial soap products, commercial detergents that they're using for cleaning carpets are pretty nasty. They're not something you want your kids crawling around on, so definitely look into the alternative.
Yeah, Shelby, good luck to you. For spot cleaning, my cat's hairball upchucks, vinegar or club soda would work for that, too. I don't need the, you know, whatever, the pet stain remover. You don't have a cat.
I don't have a cat, but I would imagine that would probably work just fine. Speed is of the essence. You know, you never want to let anything sit on your carpet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just got to act quickly and pick it up immediately. And, I haven't had too much of a problem, you know, getting most things out with club soda or vinegar as long as I did it while the stain was fresh.
Mm-hmm.
If you're gone all day and it's been sitting there all day while you were gone, you know, that then it becomes a little bit of a tougher problem. And you might have to use, you know, some sort of soap in that case.
Joyce in Duluth, Minnesota wants to know what you do for cleaning dishes. Is there a product you use for, you know, suds or cleaning dishes, hand washing dishes?
Yeah, that's actually one of the most difficult things for me because there's a lot of good non-toxic alternatives that you can find at the store, but all of them use a plant-based detergent, so my son can't use them.
Mm.
So I actually mail order up from California. There's a company called Cal Ben Pure Soap, and they make a whole line of cleaning products that are all detergent-free. And that's the one thing that I continue to mail order is the dish soap.
Mm-hmm. And is that the same for dishwashers?
For dishwashers, I actually make my own. Mm-hmm. It actually works really well. My recipe is 1/4 cup of citric acid. And citric acid, you probably have to order online. It's hard. It's also called sour salt.
Mm-hmm.
And you can sometimes find it at the store, but I order it in bulk online. If you just, you know, do a search for citric acid powder, you'll find it, you know, several places that you can order it from. And then 1.5 cups of borax.
Mm-hmm.
And then you mix that up in a little, you know, bucket, something with a tight-fitting lid because it'll dry, it'll clump if you don't have a good tight-fitting lid. But just any sort of container that has a lid on it. And then I usually put like 15 drops of lemon essential oil just to make it smell nice. And I just put that right in, you know, the dishwasher, right where your normal dishwasher powder would go, and it works great.
Sounds good. We are talking with Jill Schauff. She's a writer. She runs her own internet company. She is the author of Green Up Your Cleanup, and we are talking about doing just that. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org if you have a question or a suggestion. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. 12 minutes before 7 o'clock, coming up after 7, we'll get another perspective on the biofuels food debate. We heard from a guest yesterday who said biofuels were a
primary or a big culprit in the world hunger situation, because they jack up food prices and we have food being grown for fuel and not for the dinner plate. We'll have a guest after 7 today who disagrees with that, and we'll wonder what you think. Right now we're talking about how you can clean up, green up your cleanup, talking about using non-toxic cleaners at home, and why. Our guest is the author of Green Up Your Cleanup, and our next caller is Jason in Waterloo. Hi, Jason. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
Your emailer earlier kind of stole a little bit of my thunder, but I was going to suggest the steam cleaners. They work great on stoves and microwaves and everything that gets food crusted on them. I know they use electricity, and one of the things that we've done is with our electric bill is we pay a little bit more and buy the renewable energy, which I don't know how much it actually does help to offset that, but I guess I feel a little better about
it.
One of the other questions I had was we have a lot of wood floors in our house, and I have been using a type of oil soap to clean those. I'm wondering how green those are, and is there an alternative to the oil soaps that won't ruin mess up the floor or ruin the finish or whatever?
Cleaning a wood floor. Jill, and I assume that's Murphy's oil soap or whatever, Jason.
I didn't know if I should mention the brand
that's
or not,
okay.
But yeah.
I mean, it's a pretty well-known brand. Jill, is there an alternative to that, or are those oil soaps for wood floors okay?
I don't think the oil soaps are particularly toxic, but I've talked to several wood floor professionals who actually say use anything but an oil soap.
Wow.
Even though it's heavily marketed toward that, it actually puts like a film on your wood surface. A lot of them simply recommend cleaning it, with vinegar, a 50% vinegar and water solution. And that works fine as long as you're cleaning on a frequent basis. Once some grime builds up, you are going to want to use some sort of soap or detergent. Whatever you use for a dish soap is usually just fine. But again, you just want to use minimal amounts of soap and make sure that you rinse everything good. Not rinse like put a ton of, obviously with wood you want to just damp mop, not soak it, because even if you've got a finished floor, there's always a chance that the water could seep in underneath the finish. So you always want to, I find that a microfiber mop works wonderful. It's got a microfiber pad on the bottom, and it just scrubs and picks up all those little it really gets into the nooks and crannies and really tends to pick it up. And the nice thing about the microfiber pads is when they're dirty, you just throw them right in the wash machine. It used to be you had to kind of mail order that sort of stuff, but I've even seen it at places like Target recently. So the microfiber stuff is becoming much more widely available.
Mm-hmm. Lorraine in Fort Atkinson, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you today?
Good.
Actually, I was just calling about the same thing, and that was the antibacterial microfiber cloth. The one that I have been using now for about 5 or 6 weeks is from a company called Norwex, and it's actually has silver compound intertwined in the cloth itself. And what I have heard from the differences, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but some of the cloths that you can pick up at Target or Walmart, if you pull them or stretch them open, you can see right through them. This has silver compounds that are 1/100th of a hair, and I've been using it on my windows, just with water, on my countertops, and I think it's fantastic that I'm not using any cleaning products at all.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with those, Jill?
Yeah, I haven't used the ones with the silver mixed in, but that would make sense. Silver does have antibacterial properties. And I use microfiber cloths for a lot of things. Mm-hmm. They're not a natural product. They are a synthetic fiber, which is a drawback. But I think just given the fact that you can really replace paper, the use of paper towels, you know, I have a stack of them and I use them everywhere. And you really, they really act like a sponge, you know, as far as their ability to scrub goes. So you can just, you know, wet them. And, you know, I clean my bathroom sinks and my mirrors and, you know, it's, you can really clean chemical-free a lot of the time by using them. So I think their positives over, you know, outweigh their drawbacks.
Yeah, thanks, Lorraine, for the call. An email from Lisa in Oneida. She says she uses a cornstarch window cleaner, an alternative to vinegar, using cornstarch in water, the consistency of milk. Wipe it on and off. No streaks, no odor. I love it. Have you ever done that?
I haven't. Mm. I have heard of using cornstarch, but I never was actually sure exactly how to mix it. So she says the consistency of milk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I would love to try that. That
right.
Sounds great.
Lisa, we'll give it a try. Heather and Nina, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My question is, I have three cats and recently just got a new puppy, so it seems like all the chemicals we've been using most frequently lately come between the litter and the accident cleaners, and I'm wondering if there's any alternative whatsoever to that.
That's a good question. I would say, you know, try using, like I said earlier, you know, vinegar or club soda, you know, for the accidents. Vinegar is a disinfectant, you know, so you know it's pretty effective.
And it's just you're just plain. You say use the distilled white vinegar.
Yes, always the white vinegar. The other apple cider vinegar or red wine vinegar have the same properties, but you don't...
They'll stain.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So you want to stick to the white vinegar all the time.
And it's just a matter... It's just straight distilled white vinegar right on the spot, you think?
Yep, And, you know, let it sit for a minute or two, and then, you know, gently blot it, and just, you know, kind of blot and repeat, and, you know, until it finally comes off.
Yeah. That vinegar is a real, it seems like a miracle worker. Isn't that what you also suggest to put in your laundry instead of laundry softener?
Yeah, and that's one of my favorite tips. It works amazingly well. I mean, you know, I always liked my clothes nice and soft, and I really, you know, had my doubts. But you got to always, of course, put it in your rinse, you know, container in your washing machine. You don't want to pour it in with your soap, because the soap and the vinegar will actually neutralize one another.
Mm-hmm.
So always put it in the little rinse dispenser. But a quarter to a half cup of vinegar in your rinse in your washing machine, and your clothes come out nice and soft, just like they were. You know, just like you use fabric softener.
Yeah. Mark in Waukesha asks this in an email. He's read that hydrogen peroxide diluted is a good cleaning product, especially in the kitchen. Do you agree?
Yeah, hydrogen peroxide is another good antibacterial product. In fact, there have been studies done that show it's just as effective, if not more, than bleach, the combination of white vinegar and hydrogen peroxide. Now, you can't mix them together. They have to be kept separately. So you need, like, one spray bottle of hydrogen peroxide and another spray bottle of the vinegar. And if you want, the studies have shown it for, like, cleaning fruits and vegetables. You know, you just spray a quick squirt of the hydrogen peroxide and then follow it up with a quick squirt of vinegar, you know, and then rinse as normal. And you can also clean your cutting boards and your countertops that way. The initial studies show it, you know, really effective at killing germs.
Well, we have lots of callers online, lots of emails coming in, so a lot of people interested in this topic and maybe interested in winning this free copy of your book. Jill, I'm not sure I want to give it up, but I guess I promise so I have to. I want to thank you so much for being with us. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, thank you.
Jill Schaaf is author of the book Green Up Your Cleanup. And again, we will we'll do a random drawing at the end of the program today to send some lucky caller or emailer to the program this hour a copy of this book, Green Up Your Cleanup. And this particular hour concludes our week-long series of programs on green living. It's been fun. Lots of interesting topics on how we can green up our lives. Including how we can remove more toxic chemicals from our house to have more natural alternatives when it comes to cleaning up our house. Thanks to Carmen Jackson. She produced most of these programs. Thanks to Michelle Koffel for on-air production. Thank you for listening. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.